one of the first things we decided that we had to look at him as just like any other individual, not just as a celebrity. And once we got that established, that we could go beyond that.
On the 3rd of June, 2005, after 3 months of testimony, the jury began to consider the case against Michael Jackson.
I really think that it went rather smoothly for this kind of a high-profile case. We were all trying to come to a common ground and decide, you know, based on the evidence, what's going on here.
As the jury deliberated slowly and carefully, the frenzy outside the courthouse raged on. Media from 33 countries camped outside waiting for the verdict. Jackson's fans kept up their vigil outside the courthouse and outside the gates of Neverland. Meanwhile, inside the Jackson Ranch, the star and his family waited for news, while outsiders offered their own statements on the case.
He is exuding confidence and strength, though he has excruciating pain in his back. He expresses great confidence in this juror's capacity to be fair.
The wait was longer than many expected. But on Monday, the 13th of June, after 30 hours of deliberations, the jury made its decision.
In the People versus Michael Jackson case, the jury has reached a verdict. The verdict will be returned in open court at 1:30.
The Jackson family left the Neverland compound and drove to the courthouse. A dazed-looking Michael Jackson walked slowly through security. As soon as he entered the courtroom, the court clerk read the verdict.
We, the jury in the above-entitled case, find the defendant not guilty of conspiracy.
Not guilty on all counts. Moments later, while his fans cheered, the King of Pop left the court in silence. His lawyer said it all.
Justice was done. The man's innocent, he always was.
The decision was an enormous blow to District Attorney Thomas Snedden, who'd been trying to convict Jackson since 1993.
I've been a prosecutor for 37 years, and in 37 years I've never quarreled with a jury's verdict, and I'm not going to start today.
The jurors felt that Snedden hadn't given them enough to go on.
Actually, lack of evidence, I guess, was what we used to reach the verdict.
The evidence in this trial was not strong. The accuser wasn't good on the witness stand. His story had a lot of holes in it, and so did the story of his family. And I think jurors looked at all of that and said, we're not going to send a man away for many years to prison based on this family.
The jury had to look at the evidence and say, you know what? Maybe he's done bad things in the past. Maybe he did bad things in 93 and 94 and 95, but we don't believe he did it this time. And that's really what we're being asked. Did he do it this time?
If you're accusing somebody of a felony, then, you know, that person is entitled to be convicted without a reasonable doubt. This just wasn't the case where Michael Jackson was going to be found guilty of this. And that's not to say that he's an innocent man.
What it came down to in the end was that the jury did not trust the accuser or his mother.
I disliked it intensely when she snapped her fingers at us. That's when I thought, don't snap your fingers at me, lady.
The taint of the mother just rubbed off on this entire family. She was an unbelievable witness, and she basically ruined this case for the prosecution and for the family.